News release MPP Jill Dunlop, the Ontario government will provide up to $270 million this year to long-term care homes across the province to increase staffing levels, leading to more direct care for residents. This includes $3,220,186 for long-term care homes in Simcoe North. This is part of the province's commitment to ensure long-term care residents receive, on average, 4 hours of direct care per day by 2024-25. It was also announced that as part of the government's plan to fix long-term care, it will bring forward legislation that will enshrine its commitment to 4 hours of care into law. These funds will increase care for residents at Orillia Long-Term Care Center Inc. will receive up to $516,511 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $3,163,572 annually more than their current funding. Oak Terrace, in Orillia, will receive up to $263,599 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $1,614,516 annually more than their current funding. Spencer House Inc., in Orillia, will receive up to $569,943 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $3,490,824 annually more than their current funding. Trillium Manor Homes for the Aged, in Orillia, will receive up to $434,584 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $2,661,756 annually more than their current funding. Georgian Manor, in Penetanguishene, will receive up to $520,076 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $3,185,376 annually more than their current funding. Hillcrest Village Inc., in Midland, will receive up to $584,190 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $3,578,100 annually more than their current funding. The Villa Care Center, in Midland, will receive up to $331,283 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, this home will receive $2,029,044 annually more than their current funding. This funding will allow homes in our community to hire and retain more staff so they can provide more care to residents, every day, said MPP Jill Dunlop. This is part of our government's plan to hire thousands of new staff over the next 4 years to ensure those living in long-term care get the high-quality care they need and deserve. We know that more qualified staff means more daily care for residents, said Rod Phillips, Minister of Long-Term Care. Hiring more staff is part of our government's plan to fix long-term care and to improve the quality of care residents receive and the quality of life they experience. Currently, residents receive an average of 2 hours and 45 minutes of direct care from nurses and personal support workers. This funding will increase the daily average to 3 hours per resident per day by the end of this fiscal year. This funding also includes $42.8 million to homes to increase care by allied healthcare professionals, such as physiotherapists and social workers, by 10% this year. The government is investing $4.9 billion over 4 years to boost direct resident care to an average of 4 hours daily by increasing care staff by more than 27,000 people. Hiring thousands of new staff at long-term homes and increasing the amount of care they deliver each year will be made possible by annual funding increases to homes, $270 million in 2021-22, $673 million in 2022-23, $1.25 billion in 2023-24, $1.82 billion in 2024-25. Learn more about Ontario's long-term care staffing plan. Through initiatives like the Supporting Professional Growth Fund, the government is working with partners to improve staff retention by highlighting long-term care as a career destination with rewarding opportunities for continuous learning and development. The Ontario government has established the Staffing Supply Accelerator Group to support the objectives of the long-term care staffing plan. The group includes participation from major stakeholders and champions the innovation, expansion and acceleration of education and training opportunities to help meet the demand for long-term care staff. Additional resources: learn more about training support for personal support workers through private career colleges and district school boards, and the province's accelerated PSW training program being offered by all 24 public colleges. Ontario adding 2,000 nurses to the healthcare system. Visit Ontario's website to learn more about how the province continues to protect Ontarians from COVID-19. For public inquiries, call Service Ontario, infoline at 1-866-532-3161, toll-free in Ontario only.